producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We had some amazing callers yesterday. The InfoWars Nightly News crew did an incredible job. 4 hours of live transmissions with our reporters on the ground. David Knight, of course, Leanne McAdoo, the folks behind the scenes like Marcos Morales and Darren McBreen just did a fabulous job. Everybody did such a great job here in our little operation that we're trying to expand. If you just joined us, unfortunately, what we predicted is coming true. Globalist criminals inside our government, the same ones that are funding Al-Qaeda and ISIS, are trying to destabilize the U.S. and create racial division and balkanization as a pretext for federalized crackdowns. But the feds themselves have been seized by the globalists. And they are running a system right now. They're establishing a system right now of legitimizing the rollout of this program. Do you agree with me? Do you disagree? I want to leave the phones up for the first round. Just the first 5-10 calls or so. Not for first-time callers, not for free-for-all, but for Ferguson residents or others that disagree with my coverage and our angle, our analysis. I don't see how, if you're being honest, you could disagree with me and just play the Trump card that's been so overplayed, it's worthless, of calling me a racist. For pointing out the Democratic Party and the news, CNN, MSNBC, are promoting violent demonstrations to demonize the First Amendment, create balkanization, and a pretext for crackdown. With protests popping up all over the country, with people smashing out windows to then associate protesting with that. We're going to play the Jakari Jackson confrontation that we bleeped out. Masked thugs confront threatened reporter in Ferguson. I'll show you a terrorist, rioter told reporter. So that's a Kit Daniels report that's up on InfoWars.com. That's all coming up at the start of the next segment. Then we're going to get into other news that we've not been covering while we've been distracted by this whole Ferguson situation that could blow up to engulf the entire country. I don't normally cover, let's be honest, 95% of the news articles about me. Every day there's a whole bunch of big blogs or online newspapers, Daily Beast, Raw Story, Young Turks. The list goes on and on that attack us. Media Matters, White House Run, MSNBC every few weeks. I was told I was attacked on MSNBC last night by somebody I saw at a gas station, but we don't just cover stuff because it's about us. We cover it if it illustrates something. Don Salazar walked up to me before the show today and he said, have you seen this? And reportedly, this is in the magazine as well, which is in pretty much every Texas home. It is a big magazine. It's in the top 20 in the country. And I've been featured in a serious profile they did that was pretty fair overall. This is bizarre, and this is getting really weird. The article halfway looks at it, and is halfway serious, saying I may be Bill Hicks, basically. I mean, this is really getting weird now, man. People have gone to Rockwall, Texas, and gotten my annuals. They've gone and somehow got my birth certificate, and then they think that's fake. And all because Kevin Booth lived here in Austin. He lives in L.A. now. And I knew him at Access Television. He produced some of Bill Hicks's records and Ninja Bachelor Party. And so, therefore, I look a little bit like Bill Hicks, so I'm him. I mean, this is just Twilight Zone. They have a major magazine. I mean, can you imagine? Because I've talked to some of the family years ago. This has been going on for about 5 years. They're very upset about this. And Bill Hicks is in the ground, folks. Kevin was there when he died. Pancreatic cancer. It's not funny. It's sick.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com and to help others during Christmas by teaching them about the powerful benefits of silver. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3133.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've been telling you the last few months the reason we've been focused quite a bit of our time on Ferguson is because if you watch CNN, MSNBC, White House run Media Matters, the Justice Department, from Trayvon Martin right up to now, they are in there trying to stir things up. And then they have Obama come out and call for calm on the top. But this is the Democratic Party's policy. And if you look at the White House demonstrations and the LA demonstrations and the New York demonstrations and all the rest of them, hundreds, people taking over highways, you name it, knocking windows out, hundreds of arrests per city, 180 in L.A. alone. You look at the signs, it's communist groups, socialist groups that are issuing the signs, priming it, running it, Democratic Party groups, socialist connected Soros groups. And there's been reports out in the media on this showing it, getting this going, because Obama is imploding and their whole socialist agenda is falling on its face, and there's moves towards impeachment and hearings and lawsuits and Obamacare could get overturned, and the globalists want to wreck this country. Cloward and Piven, Agenda 21, it's happening. So they desperately want to divide and conquer. That's what the Romans did, the British did. That's what empires do when they're outnumbered 1,000 to 1, is they get the natives fighting with each other. Now, do I lionize local police departments? Are there some issues with the Ferguson department? Absolutely. But let's pull back. It doesn't matter who's right or wrong here. The media is psyoping this. And then if you call people shooting up police vehicles and fire department vehicles, shooting two FBI agents, shooting two police officers, killing somebody else in their car, threatening our reporters, throwing rocks at reporters, black reporters, burning down black churches, and then we say it's horrible, and we say it's terrorism to shoot at fire trucks and firefighters, and our reporters heard bullets going by their head. Joe Biggs heard about 100 shots in just a one-minute period, and he's been in heavy combat. I mean, Joe never really talks about it, but you can read where he was embedded, Rolling Stone and with Esquire, and the big battles they were in. And he knows what it sounds like. That was going on. And you've got the police standing down up front to exacerbate the rioting. They used the L.A. riots in 92 to militarize police. They're going to do it again because there's a major public backlash against federalization, the armored vehicles, the rest of it. And I didn't just come out and say this today. U.S. Army training to fight black Americans, Doomsday Disneyland facility used as practice ground for civil unrest. You know, I just thought about it. I want to get Paul Watson on, maybe at the start of the next hour or something, to give us his take on all this, because I know he's right in the middle of researching and reporting it. I want to get his angle. Our reporters that I pulled out, because now it's spreading nationwide, I think 10 days is enough for them in Ferguson. Jakari and Joe are about to land in about 30 minutes. We're going to try to get them in here in studio, give us a take on what happened last night. By the way, this radio crew / TV crew also worked until 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock last night over there. So just the whole crew working around the clock with our skeleton operation to bring you serious major news coverage of what's happening. Just pointing out that that's how far the alternative media has come, now becoming the media. So they've been preparing this, preparing for the PSYOP, knowing they can manipulate the black community into this, and now it's happening. That's what's going on. And now you have retired general calls for U.S. Army on the streets to restore civil order, the same general that ran the gun confiscation there in Katrina. That's what this whole agenda is about, get a civil war going so you can bring in U.N. forces and have gun confiscation. That's the actual plan out of NORTHCOM and the U.N. with the U.N. treaty going into effect December 24th. I want to hear, and I'm going to open the phones up right now for the first round of people that disagree with me. And by the way, if you don't really disagree, don't call. If you really disagree, if you're this thug, in my view, in my opinion, threatening Jakari with a mask on in the middle of all this rioting, clearly a provocateur, whether you work for the government or not, stirring things up, I'd like to hear from you. 800-259-9231, because you're clearly listening. You're clearly watching. 800-259-9231. But at the bottom of all this, socialist and communist ideology is about a violent overthrow of the disenfranchised underclass. But if you got a big, rich middle class, people won't want to be part of that system and stand in line to get their sausages and their potatoes like in the Soviet Union. They won't join with socialists. So you got to bankrupt the country first, and that's what shutting our power plants and shutting our jobs off and raising our taxes and all the regulations are about. While Obama and Al Gore and the rest of them own stock in the Chinese companies who got real Chinese slaves working in them. It's all a big scam to bring the country down to conquer it. So here's the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. You can use that Obama phone to call right in here and tell me how I'm wrong. Tell me how I'm a racist. Tell me how Brown was sacrificed. The article's on InfoWars.com. Professor says Mike Brown sacrificed to racist God. Robbery suspect sacrificed to God of American whiteness. Oh, is that why the U.S. government brings in as many non-Europeans as they can? there's a white power thing running things. According to the associate professor of religious studies at the University of Pennsylvania, Athena Butler, robbery suspect Mike Brown was sacrificed to the god of white supremacy. Yeah, right. Butler imbues her diatribe against a racist white America with religious overtones. Yeah, because the cop wanted to have to basically lose his job now, and he wanted to be hunted and hated and go through all this. Yeah, I'm sure that's why he did it. No, it's because he got beat up and was being charged again and was scared. No one should be surprised that Darren Wilson was not indicted by the grand jury. Prosecutor Robert McCulloch, that's how you say it, played a role of Pontius Pilate. Oh, see, Brown was Christ figure, folks, strong-arming people for cigarettes or cigars, washing his hands and Darren Wilson's hands of impunity. While the sacrifice, Michael Brown was deemed worthy of death because, in Wilson's words, he looked like a demon. Well, he looks like a demon in some of his gangster photos. He got his stepdad saying, burn everything down. I mean, man. Wilson even uses the sacred instrument to complete his sacrifice to the god of American whiteness, the gun. Really, Mao Zedong said political power goes out of the barrel of a gun. I'm trying to get guns into people's hands so they can protect themselves regardless of their color. And then it just goes on from there. Let's go to this piece, this clip, raw footage, actually, of Jakari Jackson last night during live coverage with someone approaching up, who I think is a thug, with a mask on, saying, I'll show you terrorists, implying that we said all protesters are terrorists. No, we said people shooting at firefighters. That's an act of terrorism by any stretch of the imagination, and I stand by it, and I'm proud of it. Let's go to the clip.
Tell me how great Alex is. Tell me how he's the Jesus Christ of the world.
I ain't never said
that.
Tell
me how you his boy.
I ain't never said he's Jesus. I ain't never said he's Jesus, bro.
You know, a lot of people say you a sellout.
I'm a sellout, tell me.
Because Alex is using you.
How so?
You don't love black people.
You
down here as his stooge.
They're going to tell me I don't love black
because
people.
You don't.
How? Tell me what?
Because you don't. Because you his stooge.
Tell me what?
You his stooge.
That I work for.
Alex is a racist.
How are you racist?
And so is that other cat you down here with.
How is he a racist?
We came down here specifically.
You
don't look.
People.
You called us terrorists. You didn't think I found that, didn't you? Yeah, you scared now, ain't you?
I ain't scared of you. I said whoever out here doing burning down the buildings, that ain't supposed to
be. Oh, we terrorists or not?
Not black people. People burning the building.
I think.
You burn down the building.
I think.
And you got some.
The white boy you with said we terrorists.
I ain't never.
Bring him here and tell him to call us there in our face.
He said if people burning down a building.
You freaking sell out.
People burning down the building.
You freaking sell out.
People burning down the building.
Go there with the enemies. You freaking sell out.
Sell out. You get on my face. You came over here.
You say Biggs, whatever his name is.
He said
Alex Jones. Tell Alex Jones to come here.
He said whoever.
He's seeing his boy here. So you can mingle around the people and call us terrorists. But how is he not racist?
He ain't no.
Why that man not racist?
Tell me how you racist.
Oh my! You freaking sell out, man. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't for the cameras.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all came over here to
me. I came over here because he's talking.
I came over here looking for you.
Cause your boy called us terrorists today.
I'm not for the cameras.
No. He called us terrorists.
No, he did not.
You bring him here. Bring him and Alex here.
Burn down.
Bring him and Alex here. I'll show you a terrorist.
No, let me explain. You heard this side.
Yeah, yeah. I'm listening to you.
Okay, no, listen to me. I ain't going to believe
you. Because you work for them.
You don't let me talk.
You're not for us.
You don't let me talk.
You're not for us.
You don't let me talk or what?
I'm listening to you.
Yeah.
I'm not listening to you.
Now, so we came out here, and it says, you're talking about whoever burning down the buildings and all that stuff. They ain't supposed to be happening. We ain't never said black people in general.
Hey, look, that's logic, man.
That's
we
right.
Understand
that's
that.
Logic.
That's logic, man. What are y'all stating that
that's
for?
That's right.
This man got
that's away right.
With murder. Now,
what are we supposed to do?
Be peaceful?
What is burning? What's
bring him here.
What's breaking it?
Bring him here.
What's going to do?
If I kill a rape your sister, what am I going to do? Do you want me to be peaceful? If I kill a rape your sister, do you want me to be peaceful?
But I don't want you breaking your Boost Mobile.
Am I just or am I responding to what I did to your sister?
If you want to respond to the police.
If I know, I'm asking. arresting you. If I rape and kill your sister,
talk to the police.
Do you respond to me with peace or not?
Back it up 20-30 seconds. This guy, demonstrator out there with the other rioters, I don't know if he's involved in anything, probably not. But he's certainly angry, and he's probably been a listener. But he's inherently, in my opinion, in view, very racist. He sees things all according to race. What I said is, people, I was very clear, and you can find the tape, the video from yesterday, I probably said it 15 times, shooting at fire department people with the bullets slamming into the fire trucks with bullet holes in them. And the media is so behind the looters that they're not even showing the bullet holes. We have photos and video, we've shown it. Burning down Brown's church, attacking Mexican food restaurants, attacking a white lady at Papa John's who makes $12 an hour. Man, if somebody kills and rapes your sister and you don't get justice, they wrote a book about it. It's fiction, but there is a time to kill. Let me tell you, somebody kills somebody in my family, and I know they did it, and I saw them do it, and they get away with it, there'll be some justice. Don't you worry. Oh, somebody shot a black guy. I think it was wrong. Let me go burn down the black church. Let me go over here. Let me go over here and beat up a white lady at Papa John's. Shoot, who's oppressing you? Well, guess what? There won't be any pizza place in your area now. Some guy gets off work, who's black or white, whatever, wants a pizza. You're not getting it. All that stuff's going to just shut down. Think about the logic. We're mad, so you said we're terrorists. No, and Jakari defended me, but he, in fairness, he wasn't there listening. So, and he says, well, I'll explain if you're burning things as terrorism. Well, that's arson, and that is a form of terrorism. But you just get charged under arson. When you go out and try to shoot and kill people who are trying to put fires out to create fear, that's terrorism. And I didn't say this guy or anybody else did that. I said whoever did it, and those people should have been shot. If you, let me just explain something to you. If I'm driving down the road and I see somebody randomly shooting, I'm going to pull over, get my rifle, get behind the truck, and I'm going to shoot you. Not because I want to kill anybody, but my instinct is, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, I'm not bragging. I don't know what's wrong with people. I told the story. My wife was there. My son was like a year old. I was at La Madeline, a little restaurant. This woman's choking. I mean, I go to the bathroom. We're about to leave. I come out, and everybody's around this table, like 15 people around this table, and this lady is choking, turning blue, and they're like parrots going, call 911, call 911, call 911, call 911. I start going, listen, anybody know how to do the Heimlich? So I took those classes and stuff when I was on swim team. I didn't want to do it because there's lawsuits, you can break a rib. But I said, somebody in here, a doctor, a nurse, do the Heimlich. They all just kept going, 911, 911, 911. See, the government's going to handle it. It's the same entitlement mentality. So she starts falling on the table, turning blue. She's clearly going to pass out. Then she's so big, probably weighs 280 pounds. I'm not going to be able to get her up. So I say, that's it. Had to push people aside, grab a huge piece of bread comes out. Everybody's, oh, you're a hero, you're a hero. But they were all kind of looking at me weird. Next comes the lawsuit. I was out of there. Because another thing in America, it was a bunch of fat white people. Another thing in America is it's bad to help somebody, too. So don't ever forget about that. And I wasn't going off into a story. I'll guarantee you. And by the way, there's video of this somewhere. I'm not just saying this. I went out to a La Raza rally one time downtown with a bullhorn, followed them in their face saying they were racist, and had like 10 guys come say they were going to kick my ass. And I said, let's go. And they backed off. I'm not saying I'm tough either, but I'm not backing down. And that's why I don't go to these events, because I'd have probably gotten a fight. I mean, I am sick and tired of ignorant morons. Makes me want to throw up. And I know racists when I see them. I protested the Klan, La Raza, Mecha, and I grew up in Dallas, and I had a lot of black friends, but I learned real quick, there's nice black people and there's racist black people. And racist black people are some of the most entitled, racist people you will ever run into. And they just think that it's their right to hate you because of your skin color. And you know what? I'm not a bigot, though, and I'm not small-minded. So I'm not going to write off all the great black people out there because there's a bunch of dumb racists out there. But I'm telling you, I'm sick of it. This thing is a psyop, and these people love the attention. And they can do this with any group. You know, with a kid in a well or a missing baby. Or it's this narcissistic culture where you just show, oh, the brown thing, or, oh, you know, the mystery of who was the guest model, you know, and her death and all that. Whatever the diversion is. And everybody just gets into it. They're on TV. The news is paying attention to them. Only as a psyop to tell other people, go out and riot, go out and loot, go out and chant racist slogans to demonize demonstrating so the globalists can take over the country. That's what's going on. What is it you don't understand about that? James in Missouri disagrees on our coverage. Jason disagrees on some points. Dave in Oregon disagrees. Steve in New Jersey disagrees. Thinks riots are necessary. I'm going to tell you something. And I'm not calling for this, but if people attack pharmaceutical companies like Bayer that was caught shipping out hundreds of thousands, well, at one time, millions over the years of Factor VIII that they knew had HIV and hepatitis in it to kill little hemophiliac kids of every color under the rainbow. And then they didn't get indicted in the U.S. They only did in France and Australia, got found guilty. If somebody's kid got killed by that and they went in and you know, did something, I would say, well, Bayer, you know, I don't want to handle things this way, but this is an eye for an eye. You're not going after the who you say did it. Plus, it looks like Brown was a thug. You haven't even, the media picked this out of all the cases they could have picked, where cops shoot black men in the back all the time. They didn't pick that. The media picked this because it's a loser. It'll make you look bad. It's a setup to demonize black people. But, oh, I'm racist. What an ignoramus. That guy will never go protest that 52% of blacks get aborted. He'll never protest that fluoride, I said double, it's true, 3 to 6 times worse for black people in all the major studies. You can look it up. Just on and on and on. You know what? It's so painful that you're just so racist, I can't help you. And you'll go down with the ship. I get it. That's why America's probably done. Because it's not just black folks, you know, in the inner city that have been dumbed down. It's everybody. I mean, black, white, you name it. I run into folks that are so stupid or so set on what they believe that you can't even reach them. And it makes me want to throw up. Let's go back to the rest of the confrontation, and then we're going to go to break and come back with the folks that disagree with me. Here it is.
Do you want me to be peaceful? If I kill a red ghost sister, do you want me to be peaceful?
But I don't want you breaking your Boost Mobile.
Am I just, or am I responding to what I did to your sister?
If you want to respond, talk to the police.
I'm asking you, if I rape and kill your sister,
pause again.
Talk to the police. Do
if I rape and kill your sister, will Jakari then go and attack the Papa John's? I mean, that'd be like if somebody raped my sister and then I went down the road randomly and just found somebody else to blame. It's crazy. It's crazy. You're crazy. Let's go back to the clip.
You respond to me with peace or not? They do that. All right then. They do that. All right then.
Boost Mobile did not shoot Michael Brown.
Don't get off the subject. Don't get off the subject.
That is
the subject. Don't get off the subject. You better get your fingers out. You are a guest. Remember, this is what I'm saying. You are a guest. The subject is that this man got away with murder.
Yes.
That's in the way that the youth, the way that the youth express their feelings, they riot.
There it is. That's the one who called black people.
You ain't called nobody, sir.
Yes, you did. You said it today. You didn't say that.
No.
You didn't say that.
No, I said people. I said the people who are burning down buildings.
As long as you deny it.
I know. I said the people who burned down the community.
Go.
That was horrible.
Go.
You ain't supposed to burn
down
buildings, bro.
Go.
Let's hit pause right there. I also love how folks always attack you, and if you speak out, you go, don't censor me. When they're attacking you, your speech is now censorship. Or go, get out of here, which is clearly, you know, get out of here or I'll show you terrorists. Get out of here or I'll show you terrorists. In my view, that's a terroristic threat. Trying to violate Joe Biggs' First Amendment as a citizen and as a journalist. Violating our rights. And that's what you're there. You're there to spoil the First Amendment. We're going to come back and finish it and go right to your calls. Oh, my gosh. I tell you, that guy's really lucky that Jakari. By the way, I didn't hire Jakari because he's black. I hired him because he's smart. He submitted one of the best videos and won a contest. And he just does a great job. And It's just, believe me, if I could hire five more people like him, I would. I don't care what color they are. Unbelievable. Yeah, don't give him any merit, but he's a good reporter. Just say it's because he's
black. We're on the march.
It's unbelievable.
On the run.
Unbelievable.
Alex Jones.
Programs
with
failures.
Radio
what
Network. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I'm watching and waiting for the right time to take everything you own. I love a dark house.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95 and there's free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burger deterrent.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
From the front lines of the information war, I'm your host, Alex Jones. And Jakari Jackson and Joe Biggs did a great job from the front lines. You know why I hired Joe Biggs and Jakari Jackson? Because both of them have courage. Both of them have stood up for the First Amendment. And both of them I knew would make great team members at InfoWars. And we look down the road as we get more funding, hopefully, to hire 5 or 6 more reporters, more camera people, more video editors, more journalists, more researchers. That's what we're trying to build here. And we are simply promoting the basic ideas of freedom. I'm going to call to disagree with me after we talk to James, Dave, Jason, Steve, Mac, and others. We'll keep taking calls. We've got open phones. We may end up having Jakari and Joe in studio towards the end if their plane gets back on time, if they get in studio, if they can get over here to the offices. All of that is coming up. I want to go to your calls, but first off, let's finish the video where Joe says, "Easy, ninja," to the guy with a mask on. The guy really gets in his face and says, "Go, go, go." And it said earlier, you know, "I'll show you, terrorist." And it's just total thug behavior. Total intimidation, garbage. And he didn't want to get in a fight with Joe and Jakari. I mean, you know, Joe's a little bit bigger than him. Jakari's a lot bigger. I mean, Jakari's in really good shape. And I just love Jakari. Said, I'm not afraid of you. And those guys kind of start backing off. I couldn't see the video because Jakari was shooting it, but I think Jakari probably was getting ready to knock that guy upside the head if he did something. But just really good restraint. Really good restraint by the guys. And I told them, don't go into the crowds. They disregarded what I told them. But, I mean, how do you get mad at them? The good news is all's well that ends well, they got out of there. Now we're pulling them out as of last night. I said, just get back in the morning because if they could get a flight, which they have, because now the feds have had what they wanted, the globalists that run the feds. They're spreading the protests all over the country. They're destabilizing things. They're getting what they wanted. More racial division, more police state, and a diversion for Obama with all of his executive orders and that agenda. And if you oppose Obama, you're racist. Let's go ahead and finish up the clip.
The people who are burning down buildings
did that. As long as you deny it.
As long as you deny it. The people who burned down the community.
Go.
That was horrible.
Go.
You ain't supposed to burn down buildings, bro.
Go. Go.
Black man,
women,
and
people.
He ain't never said that.
He's talking about Alex Jones.
He ain't never
Alex Jones is his boy.
As a black man, how do you feel about that?
I don't like Jerry Wilson, but you ain't supposed to break it in the building.
Hey.
Break it into that Books Mobile store. It's not going
to
be about my career.
But you come to me like I broke
in
the fucking Books Mobile store.
I ain't saying nothing to
the military.
But that's what you got to understand. This is the way that they use their anger, man.
That's right.
You have to look at it.
That's why you
have
to fight.
You're
aggressive.
You
got to
show people how to fight back.
You're aggressive. That's how you respond to aggression.
People are tired.
I'm tired of it, too.
You
are tired of it.
No.
Alex sent you out here to investigate and label black people trash. Tell Alex to come to the hood and holler at me.
Okay.
I check him and his boys.
You are. I'll
find him just like I found you. I'll find him just like I found you.
All right, chop good one around you, man.
I'm sure you will. If you ever do, you'll regret it.
I said whoever breaking in the building ain't supposed to be breaking in the building. I'll tell you too, wherever you are, I'm not vouching for people breaking in the building. That's what I try to tell the guy. I said, you want to come out here and express your anger? You want to come out here and peaceful protest? That's cool. But what's breaking in that Boost Mobile store going to do to help anything? He said, I didn't break in the Boost Mobile store. I said, but that's what you're talking about. That's what you're out here justifying people breaking into the Boost Mobile store. I didn't say you did it. I didn't say you burned down whatever building, but you're in. But people aren't supposed to be out here burning down buildings. That's not going to bring back Mike Brown. It's not going to do anything to Darren Wilson. All it's doing is tearing down this community. That's all I said. And this dude, whoever he is, just provide the torch to tear me down. He thought I was about to run from him. I ain't run from him. I said, he said, send your boy down here, and I'll tell him to talk to him. Rip off your mask. I'll tell him to come find you. I'll go find him. So that's what happened.
Great job, anyways, do we have to be played like a fiddle by the globalists? I mean, do we just... I'll tell you, if black people started rioting and going after Planned Parenthoods, if they read where Margaret Sanger said, we'll kill these weeds, we'll hire the Democratic Party to run them, you know, I would say, well, they know who the enemy is, and I'm not saying they should do that. But you've got 52% of black people killed by the loving liberals that are really white supremacists. And instead, if I don't think shooting at that's what I said, not even the burning, but that borders on it. Arson is obviously a form of terrorism. But when you shoot at firefighters, I mean, come on. And I didn't say, he said, all of you black people, he's saying you're terrorists. No, I said there are terrorists in there to delegitimize legitimate demonstrations. And when the police were shooting at the demonstrators for no reason months ago, we were against it. It's common sense. And people like that aren't being honest. He was lying to the crowd, misrepresenting, never letting Jakari talk. Very suspicious is all I can say. He had talking points. And it's just very sad. Let's go ahead now and go to the phone calls. See the full video unedited. The only editing in there is cutting out the cuss words. And there's no way to do it in a crowd like that. You can cut the clear ones out, but obviously back in the background there's a cacophony of stuff coming out. But let's go to Jason and Ferguson and Steve, Mac, Dave, James, and others. Okay, you disagree on some points. Go ahead, Jason.
Yes, first and foremost, I want to say that I have mad respect for Jakari. Always looked up to him. Glad you got him on your crew. But, I mean, I've lived in Ferguson for a while. I mean, I've recently just moved out before everything started happening. But Man, I've been harassed by First. And I mean, they towed my car. They've broken my windows. I went to protest at the courthouse, and I've gotten followed by, intimidated by police. I mean, the reality here, Alex, the reason why people are so, now, first and foremost, I do not condone any type of violence. No, 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 no. And I'm in an inter-relationship marriage right now, so it's pretty hard right now living here dealing with this because, I mean, we have to look at both sides. But the reality is, the reason why you see this is there is predatory police. They have no respect, not all of them, because I've been helped by Ferguson police as well when my girlfriend was pregnant at the time and I was rushing to the hospital. One guy pulled me over, but he escorted me to the hospital. But just for every good, there's like 10 times more bad things happening.
Sir, but you're missing what I'm saying. Obviously, if the town's 70% black and there's, what, three police officers out of 50-something that are black, I mean, it should be at least half the folks should be black. The problem is they have trouble recruiting, and the police departments admit that. Is there problems? Are the police being trained to be paramilitary? Did they shoot Joe Biggs with rubber bullets for no reason? Absolutely. And so what we're getting at here is there's obviously something wrong in Ferguson. But then you can't give cover, I'm not saying you're doing this, but those demonstrating, to people shooting at the fire department because there might be some profiling and harassment going on. And yes, do they take, because there's thug life stuff going on by a minority of people in the black community, do they then project that onto all black people? Absolutely. But I mean, I watch behavior. And if a black guy or a white guy is dressed nice, they get left alone by police. The few times I've been raggedy when I was younger and doing something, I've had the police pull over and harass me. And it makes you really mad. So I think even more than just driving while black, I think driving while poor. I think, let me tell you, kids like to dress hip-hop. The police are trained. That means gang-related. So that's why MTV has this hip-hop-to-prison pipeline, is to get everybody in the uniform that the police, like attack dogs, have been trained to attack. So what I'm saying is rise above it, see the larger PSYOP. Now the PSYOP is winning, training us all to fight with each other. This is a big victory for the globalists, the Democratic Party and others that are helping stir up demonstrations nationwide that are not going to make these communities better. They are going to create more division, in my humble opinion. Go ahead.
Yes, I want to say this. Foremost, you know, like I said, I am not a racist. I love all my people, period. But I'm telling you, because of the issues of poor, not even, you're absolutely right, not a race thing, but driving while poor, period, being poor, period. You get these tickets you can't afford to pay for. You got to get admission to your car. You can't afford to pay. You're constantly getting broke from the system.
No, I know.
When you are broke like this, I'm warning all, thank God I got on the air, but I'm going to warn all you law-abiding citizens. You think that you're safe. You're not. These people, like me, I haven't did anything wrong. We're frustrated. We're tired. There is no outlet. There is nowhere to turn. And when you don't have any place to turn, where do you turn? You turn to the streets. You turn to your people. You turn to the people.
No, I hear you. But listen, burning down, who do you think burned down Mike Brown's church? Why attack a Mexican food restaurant? I mean, what does attacking a lady at the pizza place do?
Nothing but hurt the cause. Absolutely. I'm not making excuses for these people, period. There is no
excuse. I know. So, and I'm saying the cops should have helped the firefighters, and they should have stopped people shooting first and foremost and then protected the demonstrators. I mean, listen, both sides are being manipulated. It's a total PSYOP. And you know, I'm sorry to hear what happened to you in Ferguson. We should get your name and number, maybe have you on the nightly news for 5 minutes and get some other folks on to tell their experiences in Ferguson at the hands of the police. I appreciate your call. Listen, I grew up in Rockwall, Texas, where later the police and the sheriff got busted dealing drugs, just like I said they were. And they would pull us over and harass us and, you know, pull up at a bonfire and find somebody with a six-pack of beer and arrest them. And then we knew the cops were drug dealers. but we didn't do drugs, so they were drug dealers, you know, part of the time, but then also about writing tickets. And we're like, hey, you deal drugs. You can't write me a ticket. I get it. Corrupt police departments are a problem. But just running around making it a black-white thing is exactly what the system wants. I mean, it's so obvious. Look, I told you in July they're training for this and preparing and did emergency alerts. That's the point, is that Brown isn't the poster person, the poster child for this. They want an us-against-them mentality. They want the police seeing us all as the enemy so that they can turn them into an army against us. I don't want to play into the Civil War psyop. Dave in Oregon disagrees. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got a couple points. First thing I'd like to say is First Amendment is gone. I recently got fired from a job, and my boss was the Oregon Republican state representative, Dallas Hurd, told me I didn't have free speech when I was running my mouth. And all I did is try to wake him up to the fact of the New World Order, fired the very next day.
Oh, yeah. You know, how dare you have free speech? How dare you tell your boss and warn him about something? They don't want to hear because they know the stuff's going on, and they want to go along with the party line, and they're going to end up losing everything in the Republican Party if they continue to sell out with the globalists.
Yeah, fired me just for merely mentioning the New World Order. But, and I've been listening to you for a while. You woke us up to the fact that 9/11 is an inside job. Agenda 21 wants us dead. The Bohemian Grove exists. Bilderberg Group, all this stuff, but don't do anything. That's how I feel from you lately. You just don't do anything. You just sit there and let them kill us. It's self-defense. You talk about self-defense. What do you think's happening right now? I think it should lead to more.
But not pizza places or Mexican food restaurants?
Well, no. I think they should seriously turn their anger on to the ones that are causing this.
You know, let me tell you what really scared them. 7-8 years ago, right before Obama got elected, the Tea Party was a Ron Paul libertarian movement, mad that he'd lost. My listeners, on record, Ron Paul said that on air. They went out and were confronting Republicans and Democrats and saying, we're sick of it all. So the Republicans came in to try to co-opt it. They weren't successful overall. Then the media started calling it racist and all this to try to keep Democrats from joining it. Okay? And they use race again to divide things. That's what they're scared of. Can you imagine mobs going whenever a congressman comes to town to speak at a grocery store or speak at a church? Can you imagine going and demonstrating at their houses? Can you imagine getting aggressive, filing lawsuits? I mean, there's ways to really get them. The globalists advertise burning your own neighborhood down because it makes you look really stupid. And it makes businesses not move into your area. It is a way to impoverish you. It's a way to destroy you. They created the Great Society because blacks had more successful business districts than most white areas because blacks only shop with other blacks. They were smart. That's not how it works now. Now they burn out anybody that's in the area, including blacks, because if anybody's got a job, they're a sellout. I appreciate your call, sir. Just like that thug went up to Jakari and said, how dare you be a sellout for Alex Jones? I don't sit around and tell Jakari what to say or do. He's a smart guy, loves freedom, kind of a libertarian, constitutionalist, well-spoken, works hard. I mean, he's got a good job because he's a good guy. He's got talent. Why shouldn't he be part of an organization? Should he just flip hamburgers? He was looking to go into criminal justice. Maybe he should be a jail guard, you know, or he'll be a black guy behind the bars. I mean, think about that. Jakari isn't supposed to have a job. He doesn't have courage going out there and getting shot at and beat up and attacked. No, he does have courage. You just got some little thug nobody who just wants to complain about everything all day and threaten people. And is mad if anybody else is successful. That's socialism. Let's go ahead and talk to Mac in South Carolina. You're on the... Oh, no. He's not up next. I'm sorry. We'll go to Mac in a minute. James in Missouri disagrees on coverage. He's listening on 102.9 FM, KCXL, one of our oldest affiliates on AM. They also have FM the last few years. So 102.9 FM, KCXL covering Kansas City. Great affiliate. We've been on there about... 14 years. Great folks. James, thanks for calling in. What do you disagree with?
Well, first, I just want to say I've been listening for about 10 years on this station, and I'm against people shooting at fire department. And I'm a peace and love type guy. I'm a big supporter of InfoWars and everything you do. I'm just saying, where is the coverage? Like, you said that you're mad and everybody's mad that the police didn't protect. But where is the people, the 2 million people of the surrounding St. Louis County area with some cojones down there with Kevlar and weapons protecting them? I mean, the public needs to organize. Where's the organization at? Where's
That's my angle. Listen, if I owned a Papa John's, I'm not boarding Jack Squat up. I'm going in there with a shotgun. People walk up to burn it down or whatever. I'm going to walk out and say, listen, you start trying to burn things down, I'm going to defend myself. You got 5 seconds. I mean, that's what the Second Amendment's for. Absolutely. Stay there. I'm going to come back to you. I want you to be able to finish up, James. And then Steve, Mac, Johnny, James, Mac's next. But finish up, James. Steve disagrees in New Jersey, thinks the riots are necessary. We'll get to you. We'll get to everybody. And I want to continue to hear from folks that disagree. Then we'll open the phones up for everybody. 800-259-9231. I'll try to cycle through more of these a little bit quicker. Coming up, stay with us, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, Real Alex Jones on Twitter.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that gives your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of Pure soaps, or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
Are you telling me to take cover?
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Red, white, and blue. Red, yeah, white, and blue. And
when the band plays. Hell to the deep, Lord knows.
They point the cannon at you. This just broke at InfoWars.com. Obama just gave a speech. I just took an action to change the law. Seems saying he doesn't need Congress to make the laws. Obama made the admission after getting heckled for several minutes by immigration protesters. But they're there to act like he's not doing enough to give him political cover. They're like, we want everything free and everyone to come here and everything and pilgrims go home. And Obama's like, hey, I just took action to legalize y'all. We got that clip coming up. Briefly, then we're going back to your phone calls. We are giving back, but when you still purchase the products, you're giving back to help fund the whole operation. This is the biggest specials we've ever offered, a different special every day. Today's special is 20% off and free shipping of the Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, super high quality. It's already the lowest price out there, the highest quality. We will have specials today, tomorrow, and Friday on key InfoWars Life products. InfoWars gear starts today with the sold-out Silver Bullet now back in stock. We can sell this limited amount for full price, but we are giving back to listeners and slashing it 20% and giving free shipping. That's like a $6 value. Listeners can now try InfoWars Life products like Silver Bullet, just the free shipping is, to prepare for the most dangerous season of the year when it comes to health. And even with all these discounts, you're still supporting the InfoWar to keep us going for another 20 years. 20% off all silver and free shipping. Super Prep Pack, Silver Bullet, and Survival Shield. 15% off combo sale. And buy four, get one silver free and 20% off InfoWarsLife.com. And let me expand on that. We sold out, like I told you, of the vitamin B12 Secret 12. I mean, I wish we would have produced enough. It was the hottest seller ever. It's very proprietary, very special. It's why it's Secret 12. Maybe next year until we get more in. Probably could be like February, maybe, it looks like. So believe me, when we say you need to move on something, we would sell out of the Silver Bullet in a couple days already. We're trying to get an emergency production on it. I thought it would be sold out by next week. This will sell out in a couple days. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of these amazing supplements helps fund our operation. We just got more Molon Labe of the new design, 500 of them in, of the new belt buckles that fund the operation. And people say, what's that belt buckle mean? That's really cool. You can explain the Second Amendment to them. It's a great way to find friends and, you know, out there, like-minded folks. Wear your colors proud and loud, no matter what color you are. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, Made in 1776.com. We've got a minute and a half to break. We'll finish up with James, then go to Max, Steve, Johnny, James, and others. James in Missouri, listening on KCXL, 102.9 FM. Finish up your point.
Yeah, I just want to say that, I mean, maybe it's past the point of no return, but we all need to organize, and it has to start on a small family level. We need to get the families back, then maybe some neighborhood watch, and just go from there. Black, white, brown, yellow, it doesn't matter. We need to come together, but we got a lot of resistance against us.
Well, we're going to try to get Stuart Rhodes of Oathkeepers on tonight. We'll probably get the article, copy their article, mirror it for InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But Oathkeepers is calling for Oathkeepers to go and protect the businesses. And, I mean, that's what it comes down to. Look, that's why this only happens in poor neighborhoods, because the police stand down, and then the poor, desperate people are fed on by thugs that just want to rob stuff. And then they're so mad, they're like, yeah. And it's just so sad, the desperation. I'm surprised by how many folks out there, it's a minority of people, but there's white folks I know that are like, go ahead and burn it. Yeah, the government's bad. People are that mad, you know, to randomly shoot cops. I mean, you're going to walk up and see their face and shoot them? I mean,
the Genesis community.
You get due process, folks. We don't want to start a civil war here. InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.